Gemara says, "V'isak etach baal megas gayas lefil ishto v'hu litzer elishmamina baal meka aka." And therefore, if he's meka aka, her neder will retroactively be cancelled, and therefore he wasn't matris in the neder, and it'll be, and his would fall, and he can't be made for his own nidre atzno. So Moshe says, no, Leola Megas Gaius, Udinhu de Leifela, Vahainu Tama de Lomatsi Mefa, came into Amalah, Vani Kamanda Ama Kimlachi Dami. E Mitzela Kamana Sumatsi Mefa, Vilo Matsi Mat Mefa. So Moshe says, no, it's even if it's Megas Gaius, but when he said Vali, when he was Matvis in it, that is considered to be a Hakama. And that's why he can't be made for the neder. So the Rav's explained that the Gemara's thought that why that Hatfasa is considered kiyum because since he was matvis in her neder, he needs her neder, he likes the neder, he agrees to it, so that itself is kiyum, because the nichle, because he approves of such a neder, and therefore it's hakama belev, because he needs her neder to be matvis in it, so that's what the Gemara proves, the Baal Meka Akka, because he needs a neder to be matfis in it. That's what thought initially. And if it would be Meka Akka, so then his had fossa, so it would be retroactive, it would also be bottle. And the commercial on the Gemara is saying is that the Hatfasa itself is a Maisakim. And not that the Pshat is because it's Nichele, that it's a Kiyum, but the Hatfasa itself is considered a Maisakim. And according to that, we understand what the Gemara adds about Shaila al Hakama. The Lachorah is completely irrelevant or extra at this point. Because if Hakama was mitam simply the nichle, then that's why it's the nevis kayim. So then there's no an Hakama believer. There was no maisa Hakama. So that's why there'd be no shaila. So the kamashmal is that hatfasa is considered a maisa kiyum bifnei atzma. And therefore, yeshayla al-hakamah.